It's kind of a weird situation. The library is not funded through County General. The library is funded through millage and through state funds. And the state funds, again, and the millage, neither go through the County General. I am employed by a library board. The library board hired me. And when I was hired, I had to have my master's in library science to have this position. When I was hired, I did have that. I also currently have 17 years of library experience, which the board who decide if I am worthy of a raise each year takes into consideration. They also take into consideration how well the library is doing. And we are busting at the seams with programs and people coming in and enjoying themselves. And that's kind of what we're all about here, is a community center almost of a library. And that's what we do. We have coffee. We have all of these programs. So the board takes all of this into consideration. They also look at what other library directors in the area and other Class 2 library directors currently are making. So after doing all of that research, they have set a salary for me. I in turn set an employee raise for my employees, and then I bring all of that together to the board for a budget consideration. Once the board confirms the budget, we have to take that to Quorum Court through a budget committee, which we did. Quorum Court approved my increases for my employees, but they chose to keep me at the same salary that I have been making since 2021. We don't know why. We're having some issues not understanding what's going on. Some of the things that they bring to my attention that they are concerned about, when they do bring them up, it's usually in a public meeting. I've never had a phone call or an email from any of the Quorum Court members asking me to explain something that I'm doing that they are having trouble with. These things come up at a public meeting, and they did not give me a chance to explain anything at the last budget meeting for this particular budget for 2024. I was shut down. People that were there ready to speak were shut down, which is why many people got on the docket to speak at the last Quorum Court meeting. They didn't change their mind during that Quorum Court meeting, and I have still not received a raise. Other people in the county have. They did have to fight. There were quite a few fights last year where people were begging for raises. So I understand where Quorum Court says we have to decide if we have enough money to give this person a raise, and they get to decide that. During that budget meeting, where they did not want me to make as much as the judge, the first thing that I feel like should have happened is the budget committee members should have allowed me to come back to them with a different number then. If that is what they were concerned about, other departments had an opportunity to leave that budget meeting, fix whatever the budget committee members wanted them to fix, and then bring it back to another budget committee meeting. I was not allowed to do that. I want the community to know what's going on. And I'm hoping this interview that it will help people to really understand what's going on. This community means a lot to me. It really does. I would not keep coming here if I didn't like what I'm doing and appreciate what this community has to offer. I wouldn't keep doing it. There would be no reason.